Welcome to Book Bumble, the podcast for people who love to read. In each episode, we'll introduce a stack of books that are tied together with a common connection to help take a deeper dive into each story.
We provide a space to talk books that is friendly and deep with a little hint of geek.
I'm Laura Pleasance.
And I'm Leslie Hopping.
And we are two friends who love spending time with our families, visiting libraries, and reading great books.
We are so happy you joined us. Let's get started.
Leslie.
Hi, Laura.
Welcome, everyone. This is episode 24. Today, we're bringing you a shorty, an episode with just two books, and we hope it might be just what you need. Today, our short stack is tied together with the common theme of, if you liked this, then read that. So let's get right into it. I'm going to start us off with The Silence of the Girls by Pat Barker. This was published in 2018, so if you're looking for something to read right now, you should be able to get your hands on it. I even think I saw it on Libby as an audiobook. Mm. Pat Barker has written tons of wonderful novels, including the Regeneration trilogy. And the one that's most notable to what we're discussing today is The Women of Troy. So check that one out, too. The Silence of the Girls is the story of the women of the Trojan War, and it gives them voice. These characters are outside the walls of Troy, and we hear primarily from Briseis, who was a queen of Lyrnessus. Is that how you would say that?
Lyrnessus? I think so.
Okay, that's how we're going to say it, everybody.
Go with it.
Yeah. Or as I would tell my students, if you can't pronounce names of places, just say the first letter. So she was the queen of L. She's taken as a prize after the Greeks capture her homeland. So just think about that. Mm. She's taken as a prize. She's claimed by Achilles and eventually passed on, which is another disturbing thought. Mm-hmm. The women were the spoils of war. And this book gives them agency. Pat Barker doesn't glamorize this war, but instead she focuses on the emotional and physical impact on these women, on their suffering, and how they rise above. Mm-hmm. How they form community and care for one another in some truly awful circumstances is a huge highlight of this book. These women are from all walks of life, and they're forced into all types of servitude outside the walls once they're captured. It just has a terrific sense of place, and the writing is truly show, don't tell. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that very much so.
You can really immerse yourself in this world, and I know we both loved the original perspective of these women. And if I think of one word I'd use to describe this book, I would say excellent.
Yes. I mean, that's simple, but very true.
What are your thoughts on this book?
The show, Don't Tell, that reverberated, or that really sat with me because you could feel and see, like, the big tent set up and where they were living and the walkways in between were all muddy and, you know, ripped up from the horses and from the people running back and forth. It was just not a great place.
No, you could kind of hear the chatter and the clanking of tools and the men in the background. Mm-hmm. Just all of it was so transportive. Is that a word?
I'm just making up words today. You went on vacation, you came back with a whole nother language.
Yes, that's right. I've created a language.
And I also think that that interesting part Pat Barker does by bringing those different women together from, like you said, all walks of life and how they had to figure out. I mean, Briseis didn't know how to do half the things that she was doing.
No.
But she figured it out with these other women, and they learned to trust each other and try as best they could to support one another. It was just, it wouldn't seem like a feel-good book, but their relationships were.
Right. Just such a thoughtful book. Really great.
Really good.
Okay, so if you loved that, or if you love the description of that, then you should read.
So, Horses of Fire by A.D. Rhine. We both kept thinking about the connection it had with Silence of the Girls as we read it. Mm-hmm. We'd text each other, talk to each other, like, whoa. Horses of Fire was published in 2023. A.D. Rhine is actually a pseudonym made up by these two best friends who decide to write a book together. Ashley Cowles and Danielle Stinson came out with this debut together, and it is a definite 5-star for us.
Yes, yes, 100%.
So Horses of Fire is a novel of Troy during one of the most famous wars known to men and gods. This, though, is the unknown story of the women within the walls who gave direction to the war, both knowingly and behind the scenes. So in Silence of the Girls, you have the women trying to hold on to regular life as much as they can outside of the walls.
Right.
And in this book, it's the inside of the walls, mm-hmm. what's going on inside in Troy. Andromache is the loving wife of Prince Hector, but being brought up by Amazon warriors, which...
That was amazing.
I kind of wish, no offense, Mom, but that'd be really awesome to claim you were brought up by Amazon warriors. And with a name that means battler of men, she is a partner with her husband and works with him and a little behind his back to help save the life they have together in Troy. And this might sound normal now, but in these situations, that was not at all normal.
No.
So they would have conversations before he would go to war councils, and he wouldn't bring them up as her ideas because no one would listen, and she understood her place
right
there. So she's busy behind the scenes with her husband trying to save her beloved land. Then we meet Rhea, daughter of a well-respected horse breeder / trainer, and she's become this refugee. Her whole family is murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, she too has the gift of kind of speaking to and working with horses. In fact, it was her father who provided most of the war horses that Troy had been using for this war, their chariot horses specifically. In fact, Prince Hector recognizes her gifts and welcomes her against all counsel into his stables to help their cause. Women weren't known to work with the horses or work in the stables. So this was very strange, but no one really questioned.
Because of him.
Prince Hector.
Right.
Because he did it.
Right.
It was okay. Andromache has, though, some additional plans for Rhea. Becoming a spy and working with Andromache was not in Rhea's plans, although it is now her future, as she has finally found a place to belong. Mm-hmm. She feels like she belongs there. Lastly, one of our main voices in this epic tale is Helen, the woman behind the war. Now loved by no one, she still feels she has much to offer Troy if only anyone would listen to her and allow her to help. No one really knows her real story, kind of what's going on right now. And she's desperate to tell it and use it to help the woman who hates her most, mm-hmm. which is Andromache. I mean, this book is amazing. It's epic. It's propulsive. It's a family saga, a story of war and subterfuge. It's also a story of love, belonging, and choices, tough choices. It's a story of coming together with unlikely people to work towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
This is a debut, people.
I know.
Like, this is just, they've always wanted to write a book together. And I have to say, they are lovely.
Mm-hmm.
They have corresponded with us, and just, they are so kind and thankful mm-hmm. to, I mean, I hate to call us influencers, but we are influencers in our own rights.
Yes.
My daughter would laugh at that. But on social media, like, they appreciate that Bookstagram people are really noticing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be noticed. But it's going to go right on my shelf next to classic writers in the genre like Pat Barker and Jennifer Saint and Madeline Miller, who you love too, right?
Absolutely. All of them.
Yes.
Yep.
The way the authors weave this beautiful story between three unlikely women within the walls of Troy feels so real and historic. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the characters they chose to highlight?
So I loved comparing the story of the women outside the wall mm-hmm. in Silence of the Girls with the story of the women inside the walls with Horses of Fire. I just think it's a perfect pairing. I was really blown away by this story, and I felt like I was reading something so fresh.
Yes.
I began to think of Andromache and Helen in completely new lights. And I love their individual stories and their story together, especially mm-hmm. because Andromache hates Helen. Oh. I was especially entranced with Helen's story. It really surprised me. And it made me think, because I have a certain feeling about Helen.
Right.
You know, she's not the most likable.
Mm-hmm. In the other stories.
Right.
That we've had.
Yeah. So this gives you, this really fleshes her out and makes her real. I also really enjoyed reading the relationship between Hector and Andromache. It was really complex and very interesting. She was very headstrong and knew what she wanted, and he was extremely supportive.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some times when the norms of the times
yes.
forced him to act in certain ways. And I just thought that push and pull between the two of them and the time they lived in was so great.
And I think the authors did such a great job keeping it real to what would have happened. I think if they would have changed it and Prince Hector was bowing down to everything Andromache wanted,
right,
it wouldn't have fit the story.
No.
You would have felt that as a reader, but they did a good job of balancing those two things.
Oh, so good. And the story of Rhea was, I remember that I texted you because I was reading this when I was out of town, and I said, is Rhea a real character? Because I was like looking up, Googling her, and then we were finding out that these people that wrangled the horses were real, but Rhea was not. We were just meeting her for the first time, and her story is also so cool because she's in a place where women don't belong, and getting some of her power through Hector,
right?
The rest of it through her own talent and gift. Kind of similar to Andromache,
right,
who also got some of her power through Hector, but the rest of it through her own herself. I just thought all the characters were fully realized, and I love that. And I feel like anytime I can read a story like this with, I've got some previous background knowledge, and then I come away with a completely different and original take, I'm absolutely thrilled. And that doesn't always happen.
No.
But wow, in this one, I was in heaven. I'm also just really impressed and in love with the way these two authors came together to tell the story. What a completely wonderful craft.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it sounds, it's one voice, but it's two people.
You'd have no idea it was two people.
No. I just feel like they created something fabulous. And like you said earlier, they're just so lovely and generous and open.
They are.
Just really appreciate them.
And their next book, Daughters of Bronze, is coming out in November of this year. We're reading a copy thanks to the wonderful authors and NetGalley.
So I'm so excited about that. And don't you love the title?
I do, especially after reading the first one. I'm like, yes.
Love it.
This is the second part of the duology and finishes the tale they began in Horses of Fire. I'm only a little bit in.
Okay.
It adds Cassandra, though, as a more vital storyteller in this tale, along with the original three. Cassandra was in the original one, but not as one of the main voices.
So that is something to really look forward to, and we will definitely be highlighting that on a future episode.
Yes, we will.
So Silence of the Girls and Horses of Fire
yes,
are the perfect pair. So glad you joined us today. If you'd like some other titles that go along with this theme, check out our show notes from today's episode.
Please share this episode with a friend and check us out on Instagram at The Book Bumble. We'd love it if you would subscribe to our podcast. Join us next time with a new bundle of wonderful reads.
Until next time.